Deuteronomy chapter 25. If there is a controversy between men, and they come to judgment, that the judges may judge them. Then they shall justify the righteous, and condemn the wicked. And it shall be, if the wicked man is worthy to be beaten, that the judge shall cause him to lie down, and to be beaten before his face, according to his fault, by a certain number. 40 stripes he may give him, and not exceed. Lest, if he should exceed, and beat him above these with many stripes, then your brother should seem vile to you. You shall not muzzle the ox when he treads out the corn. If brothers live together, and one of them dies, and has no child, the wife of the dead shall not marry to a stranger outside, her husband's brother shall go into her, and take her to himself to be his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be, that the firstborn which she bears shall succeed in the name of his brother who is dead, that his name not be put out of Israel. And if the man does not like to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go up to the gate to the elders, and say, My husband's brother refuses to raise up to his brother a name in Israel, he will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of his city shall call him, and speak to him, and if he sticks to it, and says, I do not want to take her. Then his brother's wife shall come to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face, and shall answer and say, So shall it be done to that man who will not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel, the house of him who has his shoe loosed. When men strive together one with another, and the wife of the one draws near to deliver her husband out of the hand of him who strikes him, and puts forth her hand, and takes him by the private parts. Then you shall cut off her hand, your eye shall not pity her. You shall not have in your bag different weights, a great and a small. You shall not have in your house different measures, a great and a small. But you shall have a perfect and just weight, a perfect and just measure you shall have, that your days may be lengthened in the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you. Because all who do such things, and all who do unrighteously, are an abomination to the Lord Jehovah, your God. Remember what Amalek did to you by the way, when you came forth out of Egypt. How he met you by the way, and struck your rear, even all who were feeble behind you, when you were faint and weary, and he did not fear God. Therefore it shall be, when the Lord Jehovah, your God has given you rest from all your enemies all around, in the land which the Lord Jehovah, your God gives you for an inheritance to possess it, that you shall blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. You shall not forget it.